Good evening, everybody. How we all doing? Thank you so much for joining us. This is Dollars to Deuces, episode 4, a Toilets to Titles production. Tonight, I got my main man with me, Rich Gonzalez, at R. Gonzalez RM, the Freedom Bandito. I am Nate Wallen. You can find me on Twitter at Nate_Dirt19. And we're here tonight to talk about our ups and downs from last week's gambling, and hopefully the all ups coming up this week. So how you doing tonight, Rich?
Doing good, man. Just excited to first week over and everything. Excited about my Las Vegas Raiders and ready to jump into this and get going tomorrow. Got some big news coming out tomorrow for me personally, and then ready for the Thursday night game.
That's going to be a good Thursday for you, I think. You know, I'm actually pretty excited about tomorrow night's game. I know it's going to be weird with the Heineke Car Care Bowl at quarterback instead of Fitzmagic, but I think it'll be fun. Because I think the Giants aren't good, so
yeah, I agree.
They should put some points in. But
sorry, Joe.
Yeah, but no, I had a last week was rough. It was a real kick to the groin, you know. But hey, we got 16 more games, so we don't even need to talk about it.
Hey, go get some ice.
Yeah. So I think, so we'll talk about. Well, I guess before we do that, I need to make sure that you can make sure you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean. Obviously, we're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. We have Win a Family Breaks, which is a sports memorabilia trading page. And then I Toilets Titles Facebook as well. Hit the like and subscribe while you're there. And if you're on Apple, please give us a 5-star review. It really helps us out. You know, we really enjoy the feedback. But yeah, check it out. Also, ToiletsTitles.com. Has links to everything we do, all the articles that the guys are pumping out right now. You know, great stuff, just anything you need, you know, and it's free. There's no paywalls anywhere. Check it all out, you know, and let us know what you think about that. So going forward, I think tonight we will start talk about some player props. We can talk about how you did last week and go from there. So what do you got for us, Rich?
Yeah, for me, excuse me, for me, man, it was I went 3 for 6. You know, I hit on the Hurts rushing yard overage of 39.5. He had 62 yards. I hit on the Antonio Gibson receiving yards with the over of 18. It was 14.5 yards, got 18 yards. So it's squeaked by on that one. I missed on that Josh Allen, man. That was a shocker, that game right there. You know, Josh Allen not being able to pass for at least 283 yards. So that was a miss. Patrick Mahomes was another miss, man. I really thought the Browns was going to keep that game down and everything, but I mean, why do we even bet against Mahomes? I don't understand why I did that. Very simple and stuff like that. But then my last two came down to the Monday night game with Waller and Andrews. I took the over on both tight ends, and I missed on Andrews. Man, I mean, the whole game, we were just talking about this beforehand, 20 yards. The over was 56.5. That was a big miss. But my man Waller came through. Over-under with that was 68.5 and had 105 yards. I mean, he was unstoppable, man. I mean, how many targets do you think he had in that game? 25 plus?
I know at one point I think I heard something. He had like 19 or something like that. I mean, that's just insane. I mean, tight end, whatever you want to call him, wide receiver, it's nuts. He's a blast to watch, and he is unreal.
The whole first half was Waller. Then they turned around in the second half and started spreading the ball around. So it was a good
thing. And I didn't think Brian Edwards looked pretty good, by the way.
What's that?
I thought Brian Edwards looked pretty good.
Well, yeah, the last quarter.
Yeah,
and he needs to get more involved, but I think it will happen.
It felt like Carr was looking for him. You know what I mean? He didn't even – not that he wasn't going through his reads or whatever, but it was like, that's my guy. You know?
Yeah.
And I will say, with the Josh Allen thing, it was weird. I felt like the explosive plays weren't there. You know, I think his longest completion was like 19 yards. Mm. You know, and that's not very Josh Allen. And I know that – the Steelers defense was very, very good. They were getting tons of pressure with four guys, you know, and when you can do that, it's going to be a long day. So yeah. I think he'll bounce back. And
let's jump into yours because you did very well.
Yeah. Is that the only thing I did well on? I was, what do I have here? I think I was 4 out of 5. So that was good. Had Tom Brady over 306.5 yards. He had almost 380 yards. So that was pretty easy cover. Brady over 2.5 touchdowns. He had 4. Dak over 1.5 touchdowns. And he had 3. So, like I said, those ones all hit pretty good for me Thursday night. Sunday, the heartbreak started when Fitzpatrick got hurt because my one was over 264.5, got hurt. But you know what? It is what it is. And then, of course, Nick Chubb over 71.5 yards, 83 yards. So not too far, but good enough. So had two touchdowns.
Look, that look at nice. You over picking all the easy ones.
Yeah. Hey, that's what it's all about. You know, you got to make money somewhere.
Now, that Brady and that game between the Cowboys and Tampa starting out to be in the week and stuff like that was a great game.
Oh, it was phenomenal. That's probably the best game Dak's ever had. But yeah, I mean, I forgot how many yards he threw for, but he was unreal. Threw the ball so many times, you know, and unfortunately they lost, and so nobody will ever really think about how well he actually played. But
well, the easy thing about it is he answered all the questions. Everybody thinking, you know, was he going to be all right going into the season and everything? And after that game, I don't think you need to ask that question no more.
No, I don't think so. But let's keep going. Let's talk about this week's stuff. I have a handful of picks or player props for this week. I finally found my Daniel Jones rushing prop. Over 20.5 yards, hitting that one. I don't think the Giants are going to fare very well, but that Washington defense was not as good as I thought it was going to be. I don't care what anybody says how they're so great. They allowed like 71 or 72% on third down to the Chargers. That's terrible. If you're a good defense, that's not where you should be. And they also, the Chargers had like 470 yards offense. So until they prove that they're going to be better, I mean, like I said, not that they didn't do well. I know Fitz went down, but they didn't look
that good. First game and stuff like that, they'll get better.
I would think so, but you know, I'll get, like I said, I take Danny Jones on that one. But next one, of course, Chubb, over 85.5 yards, playing the Texans. The spread's huge, but I think they'll just run the ball, and he won't have much trouble.
I'm seeing a trend. Is Chubb going to be in this player prop every week?
Yeah, I think so. Until he proves me wrong, you know. Maybe if it's a rushing yard prop that goes wrong, maybe the week after that I'll just do touchdowns.
Easy money.
Yeah, all right. The next one is Herbert over 298.5 yards. I think this is going to be a shootout. Brady threw for almost 400 yards against this defense. They struggle in the back end, and I think Herbert will do just fine. And I just looked at it earlier. I forgot, but DeMarcus Lawrence out.
Yeah.
And their other defensive end, I believe, is out. So, I mean, that just gives him more time. So,
especially after the game, I mean, the Cowboys defense looked better and everything and stuff.
Oh, it did.
All of a sudden, you know, the injuries are starting already, you know?
Yeah, it's just, you know, knock on wood, it's not their linebackers yet, because it usually seems like that's where it happens. But I don't want to see Micah Parsons get hurt. So, my last two, I got Russell Wilson over 1.5 touchdowns. I mean, he dumped 4 last weekend against a better defense. They're going to shellac the Titans this weekend. Yeah. So I think 1.5 is pretty easy. That Titans defense is atrocious.
Let's hope this 1.5 goes to Metcalf this week.
I don't care who goes. Heck, they can go to Dwayne Eskridge for all I care. I don't even think I have any Metcalf or Lockett. I actually have shares of Dwayne Eskridge. That's the Seattle receiver I have. And my last one, I got a bet on one spot because that's it. Green Bay team touchdown total over 3.5 touchdowns. They got to do something. I mean, hell, we didn't score any last week, so hopefully we can get one. You know, I'd be happy we get one touchdown.
Well, they'll get like 4 or 5 touchdowns in this game, and then all of a sudden the Lions will try to come back in the fourth quarter and make it real close.
That's why I didn't bet on the spread. Too big.
Yeah.
Well, what do you got for me this week?
Well, as far as me and everything, look, my player props this week is Christian McCaffrey. The over and under on receiving yards is 66.5. They are playing against, what is it, Atlanta Falcons, I think?
Saints.
Saints and everything. Hey, you know what? I'm still taking this over and everything. Look, the Saints defense is already getting hit with COVID and everything. I think like 6-7 players and coaches and everything. I think this is going to trickle into the game and everything as the week goes into it. So, I think the defense is as good as the Saints defense was good last week against the Packers. I think they're going to be a little bit ticking back this week and everything. And I like Christian McCaffrey with the 66.5. He's going to go over easily. Cortland Sutton over and under with Jerry Jeudy getting hurt last week and everything. I know Tim Patrick and KJ Hamlin stepped up last week, but I think this is the week that Cortland Sutton steps in and really takes over that lead receiving role and everything with him coming back from his injury last year. I think he's easily going to go over 53.5 in this game. Yeah. And then Tom Brady. Go ahead.
Sorry. I think that the Broncos are going to have their way with the Jaguars. I know that early, really, really early look ahead line was like 2. Yeah. And I would have liked it a lot more there, but the Jaguars aren't good. And I think they'll do just fine. I think Sutton will look good. I hope he does.
Yes, I hope so too. And then Tampa Bay, they are going to play the Lonely Falcons and everything. And Tom Brady, I think, is easily going to throw over 308.5. So I'm easily taking that overage on that win. And I would like to have any shares of the receivers on that team.
Oh, yeah.
Joe over here commenting, Sutton and Fant are going to feast.
Hey, don't forget about Albert O now, Joe. The Missouri Tiger. I can't say his last name. Albert Okunda. I'm not going to try.
You said it right the first time, Albert O.
Yeah.
another easy one after Waller tearing up the Baltimore Ravens. I am picking Travis Kelce over on the 88.5. I mean, that's a high eight. That's a high number for 88.5. But look, this is Travis Kelce. And if Waller did 105, what do you think Travis Kelce is going to do?
Well, the Ravens, their defense never good, but the Chiefs have two guys that throw the ball to. So, I mean, it's either Tyreek or it's Kelce. So, you know, Mahomes throws for 450 yards. There you go. It's easy math.
The interesting part about it is Kelce and Hill, both the over and under is 88.5 on each of them. I think I take both of them anyway. So,
I agree.
My last one is Big Ben. Over and under passing yards is 278. I am actually going under. Steelers defense looked great last week. And then on top of that, hey, look, the Raiders defense looked better and everything, but that line that they had, look, they look pretty damn good and everything. And Big Ben can't move around like Lamar can. So I actually look at this game to be a low-scoring game and everything, and both defenses doing their job and keeping this the passing game a little bit under check and everything. So I'm taking the under on this one on 278 yards. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're going to try to run the ball again. And I don't think, I know Big Ben wants to throw everywhere, but I don't think he'll be able to get away from old Max Crosby that easily. So you got to see what his player prop is for number of sacks, you know?
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't even look at that one. I should have. But yeah, those are my player props for the week, sir.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. Be good to maybe wrap them up into a little parlay and see what you can do. You know, those odds usually get pretty good when they're player props. So real quick before we move on, I do want to talk about our Patreon. We've gotten, I don't even know how many new guys here in the last week or two, probably at least 4 or 5, which is great. We really appreciate it. There's 3 different tiers. It's $3 a month for tier 1. Gets you into the TTT group chat, Toilets Titles team group chat. It's on Discord. And it's just, there's always people there, always guys talking. Any kind of questions you got, we got answers. So tier 2, $5 a month, get you early access to the waiver wire episodes that Justin's been knocking out every Monday night, and they are phenomenal. Good stuff. You know, it's fun, but it's very hard because most of the leagues I'm in, the guys are all in our group. So yeah, it's like, you know, it's hard to get ahead. But and then also entry next year into the Frankenstein Listener League, which is a great time. And then the group chat, obviously. $2-3, $10 a month. The big part there is the one-on-one roster analysis every month with somebody on the team. Also, free entry into the Frankenstein Listener League next year, the group chat, and the waiver wire episodes as well. And right now, like I said, I don't know if there's 4 or 5 spots left, maybe less than that. But out of the 10 from the start, get an entry to win the Laviska Shenault jersey. That's pretty awesome. So
yeah, I think there's check it out. 5 or 6.
Is that what it is? Like I said, I couldn't remember the exact number, but check it out. And you know, like I said, it's cheap. You know, it's about as much as a cup of coffee. So give it a shot. But we will go to the survivor pool. So I lost week 1 out the gate. Good time to do it. It feels good. You know, I'm watching the Vikings game and I'm like, what the hell's going on? I mean, God, that's just, you know, and I don't even want to talk about the Dalvin Cook fumble and all that. I don't care. Yeah, thanks, Kirk Cousins. You guys really, yeah, week 1, cool. So I'm out. My pick for the week, I will say, is the Chargers over the Cowboys. Sorry, Coach. That Chargers seems good. Brandon Staley's got it going on. So we got for me, Rich. I know yours. You had. I actually forgot who you picked. So
I actually picked Tampa last week, and it was close, man. I was real. I thought it was gonna be a lot more easier and everything, but man, it was close. I thought I was gonna lose out the gate too, but Tom Brady pulled it out at the end and everything, and so kept me alive for another week. So this week I'm going with the easy one, Cleveland Browns over the Texans. I don't think there's any way I could lose on this one. I know Texans won last week, but they played the Jaguars. But this time Browns are going to manhandle the Texans.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a – like most survivor pools are, you know, straight up. So yes. There are some bigger contests that are like you pick against the spread, and that makes it fun. I don't think – that was it 12 and a half, 12 points? That's a lot of points. I'm not going to pick them, but if I did get, you know, going toward, you know, like I said, just against the spread, I might take the Texans. They're going to have a lot of momentum. And like I said, 12 points is a lot. So,
yes, it is. It is.
So let's move on to where I did just so well this picks last week. Yeah, it was terrible. I'm sorry. If you lost money, I did too. So the bank account's not at zero, but. At least the player props helped me out. So I will go through what I threw last week. It was just terrible. I was. So first one, Tampa Bay minus 8.5. Yeah. Like, and I was all excited, said it was going to be 14. Yeah, they won by 2. Next one, Bills minus 6.5. Bills, they stunk. And the Steelers defense was awesome. Finally got one, 49ers minus 7.5. Thank God I got it at 7.5. Somehow the Lions came back. They got an onside kick, and they lose by 8. And I know at my buddy's house I was at, he got the Niners at 8.5. So, or 8, one of the two. So, yeah. And I was sitting there. I was like, I think I had him 7.5. So, that's first one. Finally get one. Hey, you said I missed this. I thought the Browns will – Browns 6.5. I thought they
– They won by 7, did they not? Oh, wait. No, I read that wrong.
Hey, I said I thought I had that. I think because I had them at it was at 6.5, and I thought they lost.
Chiefs won by 8, did they not?
I thought they won by 5. I don't know. I'll look it up. I'll look it up while you're going. The next one, Green Bay minus 4 and over 50. Yeah, they suck. Hopefully, they get better. Next one, easy money, Rams minus 7.5. Yeah, I don't.
It was 4 points. You're right.
Ah, nice. That makes me feel a little better. Still not a very good week, but that is makes it a lot better. So, yeah, Browns plus 6.5. That works. Cover. Like I said, Green Bay, terrible. Rams, easy one, minus 7.5 over the Bears. And then the Eagles, Falcons over 48.5. Thought that was going to hit, but the Falcons stink. I don't know. Like I said, they made Philly look like they were the best team in the NFC East.
Yeah, you know what was interesting about that game is, man, Atlanta came out on that first drive, and they looked so freaking good. And all of a sudden, they just vanished for the rest of the game. You know, Ridley had like 3 catches on that first drive for like 40 yards. And I'm over here thinking, yes, Ridley's going to have a huge game. And then all of a sudden, I didn't hear anything else about the game for the rest of the day while I was watching in Red Zone, you know?
Yeah, it was wild. I don't know. I expect a lot of points, just no defense. So, I don't know. Maybe the Falcons are as bad as we thought. But I don't know. Like I said, that defense is – it's bad, very bad.
But, I know, but if the defense is that bad, you at least want the offense to be able to get garbage time for you in some of these games, you know?
I don't know. Like I said, their offensive line's not good. And like I said, the Eagles do have a very good front. I'd say front 7. Their linebackers are decent, but they're just super, super thin. You know, they don't have there's no next guy up. So, you know, right now, when they stay healthy, they'll be a force. I'll go on my picks for the week.
Go ahead.
Or do you want, yeah. I'll
just no, go ahead. You're good.
Hopefully we do a little better this week. I do feel pretty good about these ones. The first one I got is New York at the Washington football team. Sorry about said their old name. Tomorrow night, I like the first half under. I think it's going to start out super, super slow, you know, with Taylor, old Heineke Car Care Bowl, or whatever you want to call him. I think that the football team will win. I wasn't going to go with the spread. Like I said, that I don't think it's going to, you know, heck, it might be they might score 15 points in the first half. If we're lucky, it might be 7-3.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Moving on, Rams -3 going into Indy. I was very surprised how poor Indianapolis looked. I'm sorry, Joe. I really am. Hey, I will wear that Victor Cruz jersey if Daniel Jones – 2 touchdowns. How about that? He throws 2 touchdowns, Victor Cruz jersey, both shows next week. Lock it. So, if not, I don't know what I'll do. So, I said at the Colts look – I don't know what's going on there. Offensive line's terrible. So – that defensive line will eat again. If Xavier Rhodes is out, they're going to struggle. And Matty Stafford's going to have another good day. I like it. I like the Rams giving the points. Same thing with the Patriots at the Jets, 5.5. I think Bill will give Zach Wilson – I mean, he won't know what's going on. You know, I know Matt Rhule's a newer coach, so he didn't have the – I guess just – you know how Bill is. New rookie quarterbacks, he makes it tough on them, takes away their favorite weapon, whether it's – Corey Davis, that guy that's really good, who everybody thinks was really good anyways, you know, or Mims, or I don't know. It doesn't matter. Like I said, I think that'll be an easy one. Another one, 49ers at the Eagles. Niners -3.5. I know Eagles looked really good last week. Niners looked very good as well, granted against the Lions. The Niners stayed on the East Coast. You know, back-to-back games on the East Coast. They did it last year and stayed at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. And if history will repeat itself, which generally does, they covered again against the – I don't know if they were playing. I think they played back-to-back New York teams, but doesn't matter. Like I said, I like the Niners against the Eagles here.
Next one, Broncos. You worried about Mostert being out?
No, okay. Not at all. They the same as last year. I mean, they had guys dropping like flies, and I feel like my phone – I get a notification every couple hours that they signed another running back to the practice squad. Because I know there was a couple of random guys today. Kerryon Johnson?
Kerryon Johnson, yeah.
I thought there was another one. I'll look while you're making your – telling your picks. I think there's another one that got signed. And I'm like, how many guys are they going to have? So I don't think they care. I really don't. I mean, and it's just next guy up. And that offense works. And Shanahan's the man. So
yeah.
I think they cover. And another one. Broncos, talked about earlier, against the Jags. Broncos -6. Urban's got his sights set on USC, man. He's going back to college. He's out. And that team's bad. Broncos, Teddy Two Gloves is dealing. I said I didn't – I was hoping it was locked, but they'll win more games with Teddy Two Gloves. Two more quick ones. Arizona -3.5. Got Vikings coming to town. Arizona's going to destroy the Vikings, just like they did the Titans. I don't even need to talk about it. And then the last one, Cowboys Chargers -3.5 with the Cowboys coming to town. I talked about it earlier. Herbert's awesome. That offense is phenomenal. The defense is very good. And I think that Herbert will destroy that Cowboys secondary. So, and with the DNs out. So that's where I'm at. Like I said, hopefully we do a little better than last week. So what do you got for me, Rich? I know.
So my picks from this past week and everything, I had Carolina 4.5 over the Jets. I hit on that one. Missed on the Packers 3.5. I think you and me both missed on that one. Both hit on the Rams at 7.5. You know, I was so confident in the you picking Minnesota as a survivor. I went with the Vikings -3 over the Bengals, so I missed on that. So thank you there very much, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But my big hit of the week was Raiders +4 over the Ravens. So I'm gonna hang my hat on that one on this past week's results. So I went 3-5. So not the best, you know, maybe one week I'd like to hit 5. Maybe this will be the week where I go 5-5. So going into this week's Pats over the Jets -6. I think that's an easy one. Chiefs over the Ravens 3.5. I think after losing the Raiders, they are just bummed out and everything. And then they got to come back and play the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are going to eat them up alive.
Yeah. I think it's going to be good. It'll be fun to watch, but I don't think that you know, like I said, last year the Ravens kind of had the Chiefs number. I don't think they do now.
I don't think this year you're right.
Too many guys knocked out on defense. You know, Marcus Peters being gone is not good. So,
yeah, you know, the interesting is Latavius Murray actually looked pretty good in his little playing time that he did. So the more practice he gets in, he's going to look better, but I don't think it's going to matter again in this game. So,
and I will say with Latavius Murray, I said something to Coach and Justin. I think that Tyson Williams, he missed that block on Max Crosby for the strip sack. I don't know. Nobody's talking about it. Like, it's no big deal that Tyson Williams looked really, really good. Well, actually, they might have won the game. There's two reasons they lost the game, I think. One of them, they should – I don't even talk about it. But that was huge. And, I mean, he's just standing there.
So. Yeah. I'm actually going to be picking an underdog here. Panthers over the Saints at +4. Like I said, I think Panthers look good, you know, get another week of practice together. And then, like I said, the Saints are going to be dealing with a lot of COVID from this past week and with everything going on. So, and I don't think Lattimore is going to be in this game, if I'm correct. I think he injured where he might not be playing this game. So I am picking the Panthers over the Saints at that +4.
Same another time, one. Good. Packers sucked last week, so.
Yeah, and I know everybody's making a big deal about, well, Winston only threw for like, 106 yards, but still had 5 touchdowns and everything. Hey, a big part of that was their defense giving them the ball with short field and everything. So that did play a big part of it, but he did have 5 touchdowns. I know in one league that I have him in, man, he scored me like 70 points. There was a lot of plus bonuses in the league that, you know, Frankenstein League and everything, which was a freaking awesome. I had an awesome week in scoring. How'd you do in that one?
I won somehow.
Who'd you steal?
Well, I feel like a scumbag, but I had started Ryan Fitzpatrick. So I sent him away and I stole Aaron Rodgers. So, hey, rules are rules, man.
Hey, that's what they're there for, man.
So now I'll look a little better with Herbert and Rodgers going this week. So I played Ben. Got to beat him.
Okay. Well, I beat Ben this past week and everything. And I took Kamara from him. So,
did you leave me anybody to take?
I gave him James Robinson. So, he has a pretty decent lineup. You have some players to take, so. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Back to my picks for the week. Washington over the Giants, 3.5. And then my last one, hey, when the money's hot, keep rolling with it. Raiders over the Steelers, +5. Look, Raiders showed that their defense is better. So I think this is going to be a closer game and everything. It ain't going to be a blowout like what you would think. And I want to say the last 2-3 years that the Raiders have played the Steelers, I think they won most of the games. Raiders have the edge over them right now.
I the one thing, we'll see how they do. Hey, Joe, glad to see you won. It's fun when everybody wins, you know, in that league. I hope Derrick Henry plays a little. I don't know. That team is – that they are – their team's a mess. I don't know what's going on in Tennessee. They can't pass protect. And – hopefully Derrick Henry just starts running dudes over because it's fun to watch him. But I think he'll be fine. I'm curious to see how your Raiders do going across the country. I feel like some of those guys might have stayed out and partied for 3 days. They might still be drinking. I would have been. I mean, that's a hell of a win. That's a blast. First, you know, you're in Vegas. You got the fans. How are you going to say no?
Man, that's the one thing I do hate about it. Man, did you see how packed that stadium was?
Yeah. That place is awesome.
It was booming and stuff like that. And you're right, man. I could see a lot of those players being out for 3 days after that win and everything. And, oh, man, I'm worried.
That's why I always wanted Johnny Manziel to go be the quarterback of the Las Vegas Raiders. I thought that was a great place for him. You know, nothing to enable him or anything.
Let's just go ahead and skip past that.
Oh, that's my guy, man. I know. Nobody else likes him. Anyways, that's what we got for tonight. Anything else you want to throw in there?
No, just ready for another exciting week. I hope this week two is exciting as week one and everything. And let's hope we do a better job in how we did in week one and get on a roll.
Yeah, hopefully, like I said, the player props, we keep it up. I mean, like I said, we didn't go over. So, you know, you don't get blanked. That's always good.
Yes.
See, hey, Joe likes it. I'm going to keep it going. He's coming back. All right. Well, thanks again. Like I said, we appreciate you guys listening to us. Give us a like, follow, hit us up on Twitter. Like I said, our DMs are always open. You know, anything you got, let us know if we cost you, because let me be honest, if you lost, I lost. So, like I said, good luck to everybody this week. Let's make it a profitable one and have some fun and go Pack, go.
Y'all have a good night.